Good morning and welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Pardon me, who takes care of us when we get older? How do we make wise decisions? How do we deal with failing parents and grandparents? How do we decide what we want? How do we do all those things? How do we pick care? What's the appropriate level of care? How do we pay for care? Who's going to make decisions for me if I can't? If I'm a vet, what about veterans benefits? What about Medi-Cal? Do I have to spend down? Do I have to lose it all? What are the answers that I have? Welcome to the show. Welcome to Assets and Aging. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. For 20 years... right here, starting our 20th year on KFBK. Started this show in 1998, folks. Welcome to our show at a little different time. Hope you found us today. A couple things I got to get out of the way. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney. I have a California insurance license, legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento. I'm not securities licensed, don't want to be, and everything we talk about here is my opinion only. Quite often the correct opinion, but my opinion only, and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. I got to say all that, otherwise somebody gets mad. You are now listening to California's longest-running authoritative voice on the issues of aging. I've been doing this now for almost 30 years. I've been on this radio show for 20 years. I have written probably, I don't even know, 100 articles. I've had feature articles in newspapers, in magazines, all over the place for years. I have probably spoken to 1,000 groups, maybe more. If you belong to a group or organization and you're looking for a speaker, I would be happy to come and speak to your group or organization. All you have to do is call me. I'll give you that information in a second. If you have an aging loved one, if you're aging, if there's somebody in your family you care about, you've reached the right place. This is where you're going to find the information that you need to make wise decisions. There's lots of other people around, folks. When I started doing this 25 years ago, there were like 3 people in Northern California doing this. Now everybody and his uncle's doing it. Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody has the answer. Well, I'm here to tell you there is no the answer. There is no product. There is no golden plan. There's no silver bullet that's going to help take care of you or the people you love when you get older. I don't care what you've heard. This is a process. It's a long process. Sometimes it's a hard process. Sometimes it's painful. Sometimes families are torn up over it. Sometimes families work together to solve this problem with the people that they love. But it's a process. And anybody who tells you anything different is not telling you the truth. There is no one answer. There is no one-size-fits-all when it comes to the issues of aging. I don't care if it's a financial product. I don't care if it's a trust. I don't care if it's I don't care what it is. There is no one answer. So as we talk, as I've been talking here for going on 20 years now, it's always about a process. It's also always about the reality that at the end of life, when things begin to go wrong, when mom begins to lose it or dad begins to lose it, you don't have to lose everything. There is no requirement that people spend down. There is no requirement that people lose everything, contrary to what you've heard. And in fact, a lot of the people who are out there selling a product rather than a process are going to tell you that there's nothing you can do, therefore you have to buy their product. And that is simply not true. It never has been true. A couple things I need to say, ways you can contact me, ways you can get more information for those of you that haven't heard the show before. You can always go to my website. You should write this down. If you're driving in a car, don't write it down. But you can go to my website, Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, Aging, A-G-I-N-G, .com, assetsandaging.com. When you go to my website, you can find out about my upcoming workshops that are on there. My next one's on the 20th. It's going to be primarily for vets. I'll talk about that in a little more in a minute. I also have one. I'm leaning away from the mic for a minute because I have to get my calendar for I forgot when it is. I have one this coming week on the let me find my calendar here. I've just got this year's calendar. On the 10th, which will be only for people who have no children. I'll explain more in a little bit because they have special needs. So I'll talk about the upcoming workshop on the 20th. I have a guest coming in, one of California's leading experts on veterans benefits. He'll be here. And then I have another workshop coming up with an elder law attorney on the issues facing people with no children. You can also on my website look at my radio shows. You can listen to archived radio shows. You can listen to archived podcasts. You can read my blog. You can get articles. You can get information. You can link to other websites like Social Security or the VA or whoever it is. There's a ton of information available. In addition, you can sign up for workshops on my website. You can also sign up for my free email newsletter that goes out. It's only email. I'm not going to mail you one, so don't ask me to mail you one. It's email only. But if you want to sign up for my email newsletter, you can do that on my website, and you also can send me an email and ask me a question, and I'll try to answer it. You can also always reach me at my number. The local number is 916-973-0916. 973-0916, right here in Sacramento. Or if you're outside the area and you know you use an old landline where you have to pay for long distance, my 800 number is 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. And you can call that number, you can leave me a message, you can get a hold of me, you can get more information. I want to talk, when I talk, I always want you to have in the back of your head, whether I'm doing a workshop or I'm here on the radio or I'm speaking to your group or organization. I always want you to have in mind that person in your family who is beginning to fail, who is becoming more frail. We don't want to put this out there in the ether, on the horizon somewhere. We want to deal with real world, real issue, real people stuff. So I want you to think of that person in your family who's you know, beginning to fail, who's becoming more frail, who's whatever it is. And as we talk, I want you to think about that person. So I want to take you through a recent case. And then in the second half hour, I want to talk about people without children and their special needs. So if you're single or married and you have no children, or you may be estranged from your children, stick around for the second half hour because we're going to be talking about that in detail specifically. But one of the things that I'm confronted with people all the time is, well, Bob, how hard can it be? You know, mom gets a little forgetful. How hard can it be? So let me go through a recent scenario. This is a true story, folks. Let me go through a recent scenario that a family had to deal with and that we dealt with together. So mom is starting to fail physically. Mentally, doing pretty good. But physically, not so good. Heart failure, you know, used to walk all everywhere, used to do everything, can't do that anymore. So all of a sudden, you know, mom's isn't able to prepare food like she used to, isn't able to, it's hard for her to get, doesn't drive anymore. It's hard for her to get to the bank. It's hard for her to get to her doctor. So guess who has to start dealing with all of this stuff? Come on. The spouse, the kids, the grand, somebody else. Somebody else is now all of a sudden having to deal with this stuff. And they all of a sudden find out that they don't have any authority to deal with this stuff. Mom's still competent. So they go to the bank and they say, well, I need to deal with my bank account for my mom. Well, where's your mom? Well, she can't come out. She doesn't drive anymore. Well, not my problem. And so all of a sudden, they're having to drag mom around. They have to take mom to the doctor. They find out they have no right to mom's confidential medical information or records. Well, wait a minute. I'm her kid. Doesn't matter. They have to deal with the bank on this because mom's Social Security got messed up. And so they're trying to deal with Social Security. And they find out Social Security won't talk to them. They find out that the pension plan won't talk to them. They find out that they have no authority to hire a caregiver. Only mom can do that, and she don't want to do that. They find out that all of a sudden their life is a big part of every day is consumed doing stuff for mom that mom only a few months ago was doing for herself. I'm talking to a lot of you right now who are going this. I'm going through this right now. I know. That's why you have to listen. And all of a sudden, you're taking mom to the bank, and you're taking mom to the doctor, and you're having to go pick up prescriptions, and you have to deal with her hearing aid batteries when they go out, and you have to go do this, and you have to go do that. And you do that because you love your mom. Or your dad. I'm just saying this is a scenario that involved mom. And we're assuming that everybody's on the same page and that everybody can help participate. If there's three kids and two of the kids live in another state, guess who's doing all this? You're doing it because tag, you're it. So you're doing it. And you do it because you love your mom and all that kind of stuff, but you have a job. And you have a family. And this is getting hard and consuming more time. And you find out that you're taking time off from work. You're going to do it because you love your mom. And you begin to notice that mom, you know, her congestive heart failure is getting a little worse. And she's still pretty mentally sharp, but, you know, she loses a little focus because there's not as much blood getting to her brain as there used to be. You notice that she kind of wobbles when she walks. And she's not quite as sharp as she used to be. And you notice all that. And now you notice that you're coming by more often to check. And you notice that mom, says she's eating, but you can't find any dirty dishes anywhere or dirty pans where she cooked. And when you ask mom if she's thirsty, she says, no. And you notice, and I'm going to be indelicate here, folks, but we're going to talk about what reality is. Your mom says something like, I was on my way to the bathroom last night and I had an accident and and you go, mom, are you okay? Yeah, okay, but I had an accident and well, has that happened before, mom? No, that's never happened before. And all of a sudden, you're dealing with someone who may be incontinent, or maybe just because they can't walk fast enough, they just don't have enough time to get to the bathroom. You happen to notice that your mom is starting to develop a little bit of a body odor because she's not bathing regularly. Because it's hard for her to bathe. And you say, mom, have you been bathing? Oh, yeah. I don't want to talk about it. Mom, have you ever thought about maybe you should wear Depends? Depends? No, I'm not doing that. Leave me alone. I'm not doing that. There's nothing. I'm fine. And this goes on for a while and for a while and for a while and for a while until one night the family finds Mom on the floor. This has all just recently happened, and I'm mapping out a scenario that's pretty close. And Mom is on, they don't know why Mom's on the floor. So the ambulance gets called. They take Mom, the ambulance goes to the hospital. The whoever is there goes. And they find out Mom's unconscious at this point, and they find out they don't have any authority to make any decisions. Do you have Mom's power of attorney? Well, I think so, but I don't know where it is. Are there other brothers and sisters? Yeah. Well, who has the authority to make? I don't know. We just found Mom. We put her in the ambulance. We don't know if there's an advanced health care directive. And all of a sudden, you're having difficulty at the hospital getting information. And they finally determine that your mom has become dehydrated, which is not uncommon, by the way, folks. As we get older, we all lose our sense of taste and our sense of thirst. And as I'm talking about this, some of you older people are going, I don't eat as much. Mom's losing weight. Did you notice that Mom's been losing weight lately? Why is that? Is she on a diet? Or is it because she's not eating and drinking? Mom seems a little confused. But she was fine. Why is she confused? Mom may have a urinary tract infection because she hasn't been drinking any fluids. Because she doesn't feel thirsty. And urinary tract infections sometimes will manifest themselves as like a form of dementia. So they get Mom all stabilized at the hospital. I'm going on with the story. This has happened over a course of a month or so. And the doctor says if Mom goes home, she has to go home with 24-hour day help. Whoa. 24-hour day help. Yep, Mom's not going home without, either Mom goes to assisted living or Mom goes home with 24-hour day help. And the family's looking at each other going, how do we handle this one? So they start calling some caregiving agencies up and they find that round-the-clock care is going to cost them $14,000 a month. And after they pick themselves off the floor, they try to figure out how they can be there at night, how they can share duty, how they're going to pay for this. Does Mom have four? Maybe they can get this down to halftime and they're only going to have to spend $7,000 or $8,000 a month on home care. But the family decides that Mom's going to go to assisted living. So they start looking for assisted living. And they find one. Shady Acres Assisted Living. Well, it's a wonderful place. It's a great place. It's $6,000 a month, but it's a great place. And they're going to put Mom in Shady Acres. Mom doesn't want to go, but the family and the doctor say, Mom, you have to go. You can't go home alone. Let's go and see if we can get you well. Let's go and see if we can get you well. What they don't know is that over a period of time, Mom's body has been shutting down. Nobody knows this yet, but that's where this is going. So they get to the assisted living facility, they find out they can't sign a contract because they don't have Mom's power. So Mom has to sign the contract. Luckily, she's able to sign the contract because they don't have any authority to put Mom in there. Mom has to go voluntarily. But Mom agrees to go to Shady Acres, and she goes into assisted living, and she's there, and she continues to decline. And all of a sudden, the doctor says, they go to a doctor's appointment, and they go, your mom's body appears to be shutting down. She's not doing well. You guys probably ought to be thinking about end-of-life issues, comfort care. Do you have a funeral plan? And the kids look at each other and go, I don't know. Do Mom and Dad had a funeral? I don't know. And they go to the funeral home, and the funeral home says, who are you? By the way, what kind of funeral do you want? They start at $3,000 and they go up to $15,000. What do you want? Do you want a memorial service? Do you want a casket? Do you want cremation? Do you want burial at sea? What do you want? And the kids go, well, we don't know what we want. To bring a story that is rapidly declining to an end, mom continues to not do well in the assisted living. Mom winds up going back to the hospital, at which point the doctors start talking about hospice care because mom's life is drawing to an end. 2 months earlier, mom was doing pretty well. And all of a sudden, at the age of 88 or whatever, mom is on her way down. And everybody has looked at themselves and realized that all along this path, they've been out of control. They have reacted to circumstance rather than having a plan, a process for all of this before it happened. And eventually, the inevitable happens and mom dies, and then the fun really begins. Either we have to administrate a trust, nobody knows how to do that, or we're going to have to do probate because mom had a will, nobody knows how to do that. We find about the expense involved in that, the costs involved in that, the family issues that come up with that, the unpaid bills from the hospital and the ambulance trip that nobody thought about, the fact that mom had a MasterCard with $3,000 or $4,000 on it nobody knew about. The kids don't even know exactly how much income mom has, so they're trying to figure out her pension, her Social Security, how to stop all that, how to deal with the bank accounts, how to deal with all of that stuff. It's really, 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 really important. And all of this happened in a matter of a few months. Sometimes it happens faster, sometimes it takes 6 or 8 months. The point is that almost without exception, this overtakes people. They don't see it ahead of them. It runs up behind them and smacks them across the back of their head and says, I'm here. End of life and frailty issues are here. Are you prepared? Now, to some of you, you've already gone through this. Some of you I'm talking to, you're about to go through it, and you don't know. On the 20th of this month, 20th of January, I'm going to be doing a workshop primarily aimed at veterans' benefits, but we're going to be talking about these kinds of end-of-life issues and long-term care and how do you plan for it. It's going to be at the Crown Plaza Hotel, Madison and 80. It's going to start at 10 o'clock. It's free. If you would like to come, you need to have tickets. You can call me and get tickets, 800-999-8007, or you can go to my website, Assets and Aging, assetsandaging.com, and you can sign up there, and I'll email you some tickets, but you're going to have tickets to get in, because I expect this is going to be a big workshop, because it's going to focus primarily on veterans' benefits. We will be talking about everybody and everything related to long-term care, but it's going to be focused primarily on veterans' benefits. I'm going to have a leading expert come in on veterans, probably one of the leading experts in California, an elder law attorney, you won't want to miss it. If it's a vet, you won't want to miss it. If you're dealing with this, what I've just described in your family, and you're a vet, or the surviving spouse of a vet, or your parents are vets, you need to be there. That's the 20th of January, 10 a.m., Crown Plaza Hotel right here in Sacramento, Madison and 80. You have to have tickets to get in. I expect it to fill up. By word of mouth, we've already have a lot of people. 800-999-8007, and I'll get a hold of you, and I'll mail you some tickets. or go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, and you can sign up there. But don't miss the workshop on the 2nd. I'm sorry, on the 20th. In the second half hour, I'm going to talk about another little workshop I'm going to be doing on the 10th, only for people without children. And we're going to talk in the second half hour about the special needs when it comes to the aging process of people who have no children or are estranged from their children. You won't want to miss that. I'll be back here in just a few minutes. We're going to take a little break, and then I'll be back. We've got more stuff to talk about. Don't miss the second half hour, especially if you're someone who has no children. Don't miss the next half hour. Be back in just a second, right here on Assets and Aging. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, here for 20 years on KFBK, talking about the issues of aging. You can reach me at my website, assetsandaging.com. assetsandaging.com, or you can call me locally at 973-0916 here in Sacramento, 973-0916. I just bit my tongue. Or you can if you're out of the area, you can call my 800 number, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. As always, we're talking about the issues of aging. What happens to us when we get older? How do we take care of ourselves? How do we make wise decisions? How do we do all that stuff? And I want to focus, you know, the first half hour we focused on generally what happens to people and how fast it overtakes families. We talked about there's no single answer. Everybody's different. There's no product that solves the problem. It's a process, and everybody's process is different. In this half hour, I want to focus on somebody that do have something in common, a group of people that do have something in common as they age. And I've talked about this before. I'm going to start focusing on it more and more. Because I've discovered after all the years that I've done this that there are a lot of people in this category. And that is people who are aging, and we're all aging, I'm aging, we're all aging, who have no children. They could have never been married and have no children. They could have been married and never had children. They could have had one child and they lost that child. But for whatever reason, people who as they get older have no children. I'm going to expand it a little bit to people who may have children, but they haven't seen them in 30 years. They're completely estranged from them. The point I want to make here and the group I want to focus on, and we all know people in this category. If we're not one, we know somebody in this category. And if you belong to a singles group or a group of that, you know, has is bound by the fact that the group is together because they don't have children, I'll come and speak to your group or organization anytime. And I know an elder law attorney who will. And all the things I talked about when we talked about aging in the first half hour are multiplied by people with no children. Because most people, myself included, if something happened to me and my wife wasn't here, or if something happened to her and I wasn't here, our children would step in. They've been empowered to do everything they need to do. They know how to do it. They would step in. But a lot of people don't have that natural fallback. Taking a drink here, pardon me. And a lot of people who don't have children have forgotten something else that's really important. They named their brother Fred. And Fred's going to, well, here's what everybody forgot. You're 85 years old. Your brother Fred is now 87. He's been aging while you've been aging. Or your sister or your whoever it was that people without children quite often name. It's usually another family member, quite most often a sibling. Sometimes we see people who named their parents. They're now 70 years old and their parents are deceased. And yet they're still named in their will or their powers of attorney or their trust, and they're now deceased because people haven't kept up with their own aging process and the reality of the people that they named aging right along with them. So people without children don't have the natural flow in their lives of who would manage their affairs if they can't. Who's going to, all the things we talked about in the first half hour, who would make all those decisions for you if you're single and have no children? Or if you're married and have no children? You say, well, I've got a spouse. Well, what happens when one of the spouses dies? You still have no children. What if husband has dementia and the wife, and they have no children, and the wife has a stroke? Happens all the time, by the way, where both of them are sick. My point is, most people without children have thought about it, but they've never really thought through the solutions. And this is one of those places where there, remember I emphasized in the first half hour that there's really no products that, you know, deal with this stuff. It's a process. For people without children, it's a really, really important process. There better be someone in your life that you've picked, because barring a massive heart attack and you die, and even then, who's going to sell your house? Who's going to clean out your bank accounts? Who's going to take care of the funeral? Who's going to go find the priest or whatever it is? Who's going to do all that stuff if you don't do all that stuff? And you don't have children, so who's going to do this for you? You have a special set of problems. And I want to tell you about another workshop that I'm going to be doing, completely different than the one I talked about in the first half hour. This one is on the 2nd of this month. On the 10th of January. It will be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to be at an elder law attorney's address. He and I are going to be doing it together. He's been on my show many times. He's an extremely competent elder law attorney. And it's going to be to address, it's very limited in size. It's going to be in his office. And you must meet one criteria to get in. No children. If you have children, this is not for you. You will not be allowed in. We've done one of these. It was really successful. People loved it. We will give you answers for who you're going to pick and how you can do this if you don't have children. We'll walk you through things you never thought about, that to make sure you're taken care of if you don't have children. There will be real answers and real processes you can follow. That's going to be on the 10th. You have to call my office to get in, and you can't have children. You can be married or single, but this is just for people and the special needs they have, people without children. Who's going to take care of me when I get older? Again, that's going to be on the 10th of January at 2 in the afternoon. So you're listening to this, it's only a few days from after you listen to this radio program. So you'll want to get on the horn, on the phone, and call me as soon as possible. You can call me at, if you're Sacramento, 973-0916, or if you're outside the area, 800-999-8007, and I will make sure you get on the list, get you the address, get you directions, tell you what you need to bring. We're going to make you work a little bit. But if you're someone without children and you've really struggled with who's going to take care of me as I get older, You know, I picked my brother, but my brother's in worse health than I am, or whatever it is. Then this is where you want to be. Again, that's on the 10th of January, right here in Sacramento. It'll actually be at an attorney's office in Fair Oaks. You need to call me because he'll be inviting his own clients, and I'm inviting you. But only people without children. This is going to be a very special workshop, and it's going to be geared to the special needs of those people as they age who don't have children. All the things that happen to us when we do have children as we age are multiplied in people who don't have children. You know, the normal thing is if mom starts to get ill, her daughter comes over and checks on her, or her son comes over and checks on her. If you have no children, you don't have that normal a safety net. Who's going to do that? Is it your best friend? Oh yeah, my best friend would take care. Have you empowered your best friend to take care of you? Well, what do you mean? Well, she's just your best. You're alive right now. She's your best friend. But what's going to give your best friend the right to make medical decisions for you? How is she going to pick the nursing home you're going to go into? How is she going to be able to deal with the bank? How is she going to be able to deal with potential heirs who all of a sudden find out that you're going and all of a sudden they get real interested in your money? What have you done to solidify her position as the person you want to make those kinds of decisions for you? And then I want to go talk to some of you very personally here for a minute. Because some of you listening to me have said, Bob, I don't have anybody. I don't have anybody. I've never been married, or my spouse is deceased, or whatever it is. All we have is each other. We have no children. We don't have any brothers and sisters that are alive. We don't know our nephews and nieces. We don't have anybody. Here's the good news. There's an answer to that. We're going to talk about the answer to that. We're going to give you an option to that when you come. But lots of people, more than you know, and I'll tell you right now, all of you know somebody in this situation, and if it's not you, you should tell them to call me and get into this little workshop. Where it's limited in size. I'm not making that up because his office only holds so many people. But you know, who if you have nobody, who do you pick? If you can't point and say, I want that person to do this, who's going to do this for you? The county guardian? A court? We're going to talk about that too. The attorney will be talking about that. What are the options if you have nobody and you haven't taken the time to put together a plan and a process? Who's going to wind up making these decisions for you? It may not be who you want. So that's this coming Wednesday, the 10th of January, 2018, at 2 o'clock. It'll be in Fair Oaks. When you call, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to ask you some questions and make sure this is for you. And then I'll give you the address and directions and all that kind of stuff. But if you're single or married and have no children, or if your children are completely estranged from you, then you have extra special needs, then this is something you're going to want to come to. You're also welcome to come on the 20th, but this one on the 10th is strictly limited to people without children. We're going to talk about that special particular need. And if that, and you haven't heard anybody else ever talk about doing one of these. As far as I know, we're the only ones doing this. I'm the only one doing this. You're not going to hear it anywhere else. It's a very special group of people. And I've been seeing them for 20, 25 years, and we have a plan. There is a plan for you, believe me. So give me a call at 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 888-999-8007 or my local number 916-973-0916 and tell me you'd like to come to the workshop on the 10th. That way I know, because some people are going to be calling about the one on the 20th that's on VA benefits at the Crown Plaza. So I want you to differentiate. If you have no children, you're interested in the one on the 10th. That's this coming Wednesday. Don't miss it. It's important. So if you felt alone and you felt like you didn't know what to do or how to handle this, I have solutions. Okay, let me move on a little bit to not the last subject, but the most important subject. In all of this, I want to start out the new year by saying the same thing, pardon me, that I've been saying for the 20 years I've been on KFPK. This is never without hope. This is never without answers. This is never without solutions. I don't know what the solution is for your family. I can tell you there is no product, there's no silver bullet, there's no rainbow, there's no, you know, magic elf that's going to sprinkle long-term care fairy dust and everything's going to be better. It's a process, and the process impacts families differently, individuals differently. All of it's different from place to place. But what I am telling you is the same thing I've been saying here for 20 years, is that at the end of life, if someone becomes ill or frail or demented or whatever it is, if they can no longer take care of themselves, they can no longer provide for themselves, if they no longer can manage their own life, there is always a plan. No one, and I mean no one, has to lose everything. And by the way, this statement gets me in all kinds of trouble, folks, because there is a large cadre of people who do not want people like me, not just me, other people who do what I do, on the air telling people they don't have to lose everything. But you don't have to lose everything. There is no requirement to spend down. There's going to be, because the VA and Medi-Cal have draconian new regulations waiting in the wings that are going to create up to 5 years of look-back period, all kinds of penalties. But as of the day I'm speaking to you, there is no reason for anybody to lose anything just because at the end of life, you had the wrong disease. Now, what do I mean by the wrong disease? If you have a heart attack and you go to the hospital, you go to Sutter or Mercy or Kaiser or wherever you go, you got your little health insurance card and your Medicare card, everything's going to be paid for. Happy New Year, except for the ambulance. You're going to pay $1,500 for the ambulance ride. So, by the way, that's always bothered me. We pay taxes, yet if the fire department takes you by ambulance, you get charged for it. But that's a story for another day. Go figure that one out. So, I got sidetracked. Oh, nobody needs to lose everything. There's no requirement to spend down. There's no requirement that you have to lose your house. There's no requirement that your house has to be subject to an estate recovery. There's no requirement that any of that has to happen. But it happens all day long. People do lose everything. People do wind up with estate recoveries because they believed the naysayers. They believed people when they said, oh, you can't keep anything. You're going to lose everything. It's terrible. It's awful. It's evil. You're going to lose everything. No, you're not. Oh, again, I was saying, if wrong disease. If you have a heart attack, everything's paid for. If you have a dementia and go to a nursing home, nothing's paid for by Medicare. Nothing's paid for by your health insurance. You're on your own. But there are options. There are things you can do to help with that. there are things you can do to make sure that everything is not lost if you wind up in a nursing home. So if you wind up with the wrong disease, that is dementia, or you have a stroke that wipes you out, or you have a debilitating illness that you can't live at home anymore, and you need to be in a nursing home, or maybe even assisted living, there are things you can do to protect and keep and help mitigate the financial cost of that, contrary to what you've heard. On the 20th of this month at the Crown Plaza, I'll be talking about, it'll be focused on all the issues of aging, but it'll be focused primarily on VA benefits as they impact, what's available to vets as they age, what's available to vets to help pay for nursing homes or assisted living or boarding care or home care or whatever it is. What's available to them? What about Agent Orange? What about an above-ground atomic blast? What about all of that stuff? What's the truth of all that? Can I get that? What do I have to do? Do I have to spend down? Can I only have a certain amount of money? Can I only have a certain amount of income? Am I going to lose my house? All that stuff we will be discussing on the 20th at the Crown Plaza. That will be discussing mainly aimed at vets. So if you're the vet or the surviving spouse of a vet, you are not going to want to miss the workshop on the 20th. How do you sign up? It's simple. You go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, and you can sign up for the workshop on the 20th, or you can call me. My Sacramento number, local number, is 973-0916, 973-0916. If you're outside the Sacramento area and you have to pay for long distance, you can call me on my toll-free number at 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. So if you're a vet, or the surviving spouse of a vet, or your children, and you know your mom and dad were vets, or are vets, or whatever, then you need to be at the workshop on the 20th at the Crown Plaza. You have to have a ticket to get in. It's going to be full. You have to have a ticket to get in. It's going to be full. 800-999-8007. Or a special workshop on the 10th of January, only for people, married or single, who have no children, discussing the special needs that people without children face as they age. So you have two terrific opportunities here to protect what you've worked a lifetime for. That's what I've been dedicated to for the almost 30 years I've doing this, is making sure people can keep as much as possible, maybe not everything, but as much as possible, because nobody should lose everything just because at the end of life you have the wrong disease. If you have dementia, you're punished by Medicare because they won't pay for you. If you have a heart attack or if you have a stroke, they'll pay for it. But if you have a stroke and wind up in a nursing home instead of a hospital, they won't pay for it. So no one should be punished just because you have the wrong disease. There are benefits available to help the average person, the middle class, with the staggering cost of long-term care. It's expensive, folks. Nursing homes are $10,000 a month. Assisted living is $6,000 to $10,000 a month. In-home care is $10,000 to $20,000 a month. I'm not making those numbers up. It's expensive. But there are answers, there are solutions, and you found California's single best source for information on the issues of aging. Make sure you get to my website and listen to past radio shows on lots of different subjects. My podcasts, I do a live podcast every Wednesday Didn't do many during the holidays, but we'll be back on schedule this week. Every noon on Wednesday, I do a live podcast on my website talking about an issue related to aging. They're about 10 or 15 minutes long. You can sign up for my email newsletter by going to my website, assetsandaging.com, and signing up. But the best thing you do is take advantage of the workshops I offer or the free appointment. My appointments are free. If you have a pressing need, call me. We'll set up a time. You'll come in. We'll talk. We'll arrive at a solution that works for you. 800-999-8007 or my local number in Sacramento, 973-0916. I'm really glad to start my 20th year. Thank you to KFBK for 20 years. I'll tell a little story here. When I first started doing this, KFBK was like, I don't know, that's a little weird. And God bless KFBK. They have stuck with me for 20 years, the longest running show in California on senior issues, probably in the country. So I owe them a lot. Thank you for listening to this station. And thank you for being faithful to this show and to KFBK for all these years. 800-999-8007. Get to one of the workshops, 800-999-8007, or locally in Sacramento, 973-0916. Again, thanks for the privilege of allowing me into your home or into your car. I'll see you here again next week. Same time, same place, talking about the issues of aging. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thanks for listening. From your host, that's me, Bob Scrivano. See you next week.